The sefer is Yakar Ma'od, Ma'od, the sefer. Mashiach comes soon, we're going to hold the sefer in the hand when we read it. There'll be some other svarim too, I'm not saying it's the only svarim. There's one of the svarim. The Zohar Kaddish, we know we're going to be holding. Okay, we're on page, not numbered, we're up to where we were up to. Hamabet Hazeh, bottom of page 4. Davke in a generation, what the tzaddik is talking about here, the Mechaber. Davke in a generation where everything is pulling us to be completely oblivious to the ani, to the etzem of who we are, to be completely deaf to that question that Hashem first asked Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, Ayeka, Ayeka. Davke, it's the strongest siman that the time has come for there to be this great explosion of that ani, of the I, and all of the things that are pulling us away from ourselves out into the confusion of what's going on with the technology and so on, the media and all of this. Davke, by this we see that Zelu Umazeh, everybody knows that that's how Hashem's brought it. Fears the Velt, Hashem runs the world in such a way that the greatest sign that the time has come for the explosive emergence of that ani of who we are, Davke, it's because of this Muhammad we see that this unbelievable Muhammad, our children in school, in the streets, and us, we're mamish in a sarabatavis, besieged. By katnus, by voices outside of ourselves, by Melech Bavel. What's Melech Bavel? Bavel is Bilbulim, the king of confusion. That's Melech Bavel. And we're in a matzor and a matzok, we're in this siege and this feeling of lachatz that is pulling people in all different directions because the time has come. And the other side, the Sitracha feels this, the snake feels this, that the time has come for the ani, for the atzmius, to be able to come forth into the world, and therefore it's this unbelievable milchama that there's never ever in all of history been such a war taking place regarding the identity of a person. Even you see the pashas in the world. Even in such things that we always thought, the world always understood, that this is a zachar and this is an akedah. There was never a question in all of history of what a zachar or an akedah. There are people, if they're asked the question, what is a woman and what is a man, they start to fumfer. They can't answer. It's the same question as ayeka, where are you, who are you? To give a clear answer to just a simple question that every child understood. It was davar pashut, that this is a zachar and this is a nekeva. This is a male and this is a female. This is a cat, this is a dog, this is a zebra, and Hashem Yisbarach made the world, liminehu. Liminehu. He created the world, liminehu. That everything has its place. Everything has its own identity. There's never been such a war against the most obvious identity of a person. I'm not talking about the depth of who you are and anything metaphysical, philosophical, anything deep. It's come to a point where there's a milchama, and not now yeshivas, but in the public schools, the children all around the world are being, they're being subjected to this... to this most basic level of bilbul, of Melech Bavel, that you don't even know if you're a zohar in a cave. You might be in a cave in a zohar, you might be a zohar in a cave, you might be a shitfus of the zohar in a cave, you don't know who you are. Not to know. There was never such an inyan, in such broad strokes of who you are. There was never in all of history, even the lowest peasant, the biggest poyer, someplace in some Cossack, he understood this. He's in a cave. And then it goes so much deeper than that. That's just on the most basic level. There's a Muhammad. So one could either become very, very depressed from all of this and just you know, throw in the towel, and or to understand that we're on the threshold of something absolutely astonishing and amazing. This biur of Ani Yosef, that we're now on the mamash on the threshold of the whole mask being taken away, that whole disguise being taken away, and Ani Yosef, Ani Hashem, that's where we're holding. So on the bottom of that page, Hamabat Hazeh Shebedareinu Ha'atzmius Tzrich Lagalus Hasaru, that in our generation, it's dafka because of this antithesis, the anti, the war against the Atzmius, the war against identity. It's a war against self-identity. I'm not even talking about before even my Yiddishkeit, before the nefesh of the kiss, just for my basic existence. There's a melchama. Hamabat Shebedareinu Ha'atzmius Tzrich Lagalus Hasaru means that the Atzmius is now poised to reveal its light. Ramam is holding by that place of Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, that is the moment before the mask is pulled away. And when you're looking at it, like when you open this parasha, you begin the first pasuk Vayigash Elav Yehuda, it looks like everything's fafalm. Right? When you open this parasha, everything's fafalm. Because we don't know who this guy is, this strange king, prime minister, whoever he is, viceroy. We don't know who he is, this Tzofnes Paneich person. We don't know who he is. And Yehuda's coming, and Yehuda's coming, and everything looks like it's lost. Now Binyamin, and what's going to be with Yaakov, and what's going to be with the whole Am Yisrael, and so everything is fulfilled. Everything is finished. And Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni. When Yehuda said those words Bi Adoni, which you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Bi Adoni means that all of these diburim to Yosef are not the way it looks like. When he's saying Bi Adoni, he's saying you have to understand, inside of me is Kutcher Brichu. Inside of me is Malach Malachim Malachim Bi Adoni Bi. What I have inside of me, Yehuda's name is Yudkei Vavkei. Inside of me is the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. That's who I am. I'm a Yid. Vayigashel of Yehuda. Yehuda means a Yehudi, a Yid. And Vayyem Bi Adoni. I don't know who you are, but I want you to know who I am. And I know who I am. Bi Adoni. Bi. Inside of me is a Lukus. Inside of me is the Nefesh of the Kis. I'm a Jew. Bi. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And then after that, everything starts to. The whole mystery starts to be solved, and the whole Purim ends when a Jew comes to that place of Bi Adoni Vayigash Elav Yehuda Ben Ayid. That's who I am, and Vayim Bi Adoni. So then it's over. That's what it was. I didn't understand. I thought Pshas Maisa. I didn't know that that's who you were. I didn't understand that this is who I am, and so on. And everything, the game is over. It's the end. The Stavka now generation, that's what we're holding right now by the Pasuk of Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And this is the Melcham right now. For a Jew to be able to look at the world, at this disguise, and to believe that underneath the disguise is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Yosef HaTzadik. And for a Jew to be able to say, I'm a Jew, Bi Adoni. That's the whole thing. And to come to that place of who he is. And in doing so, the mask is removed from Hashem's face. And Yosef is able to say, Ani Yosef, which is Hashem saying, Ani Hashem. It's the whole thing. That's where we're holding right now in history. Hamabad Ezer Shabbat Ereinu Ha'asim Yisrich L'Galus Esayro. knows b'sherashim amukim ha'oid. Let's go into the sherashim of this. He sets up the whole sefer here in the Marvel. That's why this introduction is very important. Mavur b'svar makadoshim. It's explained in this form. Sha'atzmiyus shall call echad miyisrael. What is this atzmiyus? The I, the ani. Sha'atzmiyus shall call echad miyisrael. He nitzaitz me'or hashchina. That the I of each and every one of us individually is a spark of that great or that light that's called Knesset Yisrael, that's called the Shechina HaKadosha. Each one of us, we feel like we're separate individuals. We're not. Physically we are, and each one has his and her own memories and so on, but each and every one of us is a nitzaitz, is a spark, is a piece, is a particle, a valuable, irreplaceable particle of that Shechina HaKadosha. And that's what we always say, L'shem Yichu Kudosh Baruch Hu Shechinteh B'shem Kol Yisrael. Everything that you and I are doing in our lives, wherever we go, whatever we do, we're carrying with us Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael. HaShechina Nikreis B'Chazal Knesset Yisrael. Shechina is referred to as Knesset Yisrael, the ingathering of Yisrael. Al-Shem Shi Knesset has Klolos HaNeshamas. In Shemayim, there's a Klolius Knesset Yisrael, and each one of us descends into this world, is sent into this world, with that chevel, with that rope of Yaakov Chevel Nachelaso, still tied to that ingathering of our souls in Shemayim. And over here, we descend, we're lowered down on that rope into this world, that chevel of Yaakov Avinu, we're lowered into this world, as separate pieces, separate cells, separate organs. But the metzias of a Jew, the shorish of a Jew, is the Shechina, as clearly as Knesset Yisrael, Mam. It's Knesset Yisrael. Al-Shem Shekinesis as clearly on the Shamas. He makar in v'sharisha. That's the makar of all Nishmais Yisrael, of all the souls, of all generations. Kach mavur b'svar makadosh, and so it is explained in the svar. Shamashmos, the next page. Shamashmos hapnimis, the musag ani. But the svar explained the deeper meaning of the word ani. Like remember in Hillel Azakin, it used to be by the Simchas Beis Yeshuaiva. What did he say? Im ani ka, no, that's in the Mishnah. Yeah, I'm not going to tell your mother. Imanikan hakolkan. Imanikan hakolkan. If I'm here, which the pshat is, you look in Rashi, I mean, and the Mefarshim, ani means the shechin, hakol. Hillel Hazakin was saying, ani is, imanikan hakolkan. So people are saying, wow, that's a pretty, that sounds like a conceited thing to say. And we know that Hillel was the most humble of all the Tanaim. Hillel's trademark was humility. Hillel. So how could Hillel say such a thing? Imani kan hakol kan. But that's exactly what he's saying. In this place, kan, in Beis HaMikdash, it's so clear to me that the ani of who I am is hakol. That's not arrogance. That's the greatest humility. It's a lo'ani. In this place, imani kan, in this place, if I'm here in this place, when I'm in this place of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where that was. When I'm in this place, it's so clear to me that I myself am garnished. I'm a part of the Shechina. I'm a part of Klolius Knesset Yisrael. Mani kan in this place, hakol kan. You know, if you or I would think for a minute when we're in shul, what it means to be in a shul, then there would never be any fighting or arguing over who sits here, who sits there. Or any of the other shtiyot. Mani kan, hakol kan. Hakol kan. So what that means? Ani. Ani is the Ora Shechina. That's what Hillel was talking about. The Ora Shechina. Laharis lano shehi ha-gar'in ha-atzmi ha-omuk b'yoyser shel ha-atzmi ha-shalom. The garin ha-atzmi, that seed, or DNA, if you want to call it a more modern way, of the deepest revelation of who I am, of the atzmi, is the Shechina. Od mevor b'svar, it's also explained in the svar, shetahalich ha-geula, hu tahalich hazaras ha-shechina le-biyusa. Everything about Tisha B'Av and Chatzayis, Tikkun Chatzayis, and Golus is this tsar of the Shechina, the anguish of the Shechina. And a lot of people don't know, what does that mean, the anguish of the Shechina? And if it's hurting you so much, then put an end to it. What is the tsar of Shechina? The Geula means, redemption means, Atali Chazaras HaShechina L'Biyusa. Of course, Hashem's Baruch Kivyochel put the Shechina in our hands, of drawing the Shechina into this world, into our lives. And redemption means the ultimate return of the Shechina to her, Libriyusa, to health. For all of her light to be shining in this world. That's Pesach HaZenhein, Hena B'Shuv Chalit Zion B'Rachem. Hagolus dildala es oira. Golus has dimmed and weakened. Dildal means detached and broken the light. Kilavana b'mi'uta, like the moon. When the light of the moon is diminished, there's only a little bit of light that's shining from the moon. Uba geula, what is geula? Geula chazeres ha-shechina kol shleimus arusea. Geula means the return of the Shechina. The return of the light of the Shechina. Mimela, gam nishmas Yisrael chayzus the b'yus on the la'otzmas aron. Mimela, since each one of us is a piece of that, is a cell of that bigger metzias of Knesset Yisrael, the Shechina, each one of us is going to return. Our neshamas are going to return to shine in the strongest, most powerful way. Each person, who he is and who she is, that or of that person is going to shine. Kiksha ha-makar mar le'or, because the rule is that when the makar of light, when the source of light is shining, when its light is released and it's mar le'or, as I call anof of Mizbarach and b'shefachayim ashir v'gadol, then all of the branches are streaming with that light. Once the makar of that energy is released, is unbound, the makar is free. So then the light flows powerfully into all of the branches. Each Jew is a branch. Golus is the concealment of that light, the holding back of that light. That's what was happening with Yosef and his brothers before the Gilu. And then there was a Gilu, it was like, then the light was everywhere. So I call on from his baruch and b'shefa chayim ashir v'god, k'nahar shotev, like a powerful river, stream, powerful current of a river. Especially, it was held back for so long, and then the dam, whatever that was holding it, is removed, and this powerful, powerful current. Hamemale has called Plaga Viola b'Mayim Chaim, and then all of the tributaries become filled with water, and the water then travels all the way to some little farm, someplace thousands of miles away. The water goes to that all the way, because such a force. It goes to the tiniest little Jew that reaches every single branch, every single little blade of grass is going to be itself, is going to be nourished by that stream of water. Al kein avin, shaha'atzmius apnimis shalanu. So we can understand that the atzmius apnimis shalanu, that atzmius inside of us, deep inside, heina atzmius aklalus, both in terms of the atzmius of the Jewish people, atzmius aklalus, or ashchina, which is the light of the shchina, veheina atzmius apratus shakol echad miitano. And so, when it comes to the atzmius of each individual Jew, Halechis v'nigelis. We're now holding it's Halechis v'nigelis. The redemption is on the way. It's Halechis v'nigelis. Halechis umavakeshis litzmarach lohair. Therefore, there's this tremendous longing, this need for the person to identify himself, to find himself, to find herself, to be herself. Therefore, the light of the Shechina that is shining, that is illuminating the Pnimius of the Neshamas, in our generation, the light is very, very powerful. The screen is being pulled away. It's very powerful. V'amavim hamukim hachavuyim b'sisvei halavavas, and the deep wellsprings that are hidden besisrei halavavos in the secret places, the sisrei, the deepest places of the heart, shel nefashos, shel nafshos dereinu, of the souls of our generation, himavim kabirim, the powerful wellsprings, bakoshes gedolos ma'ari, tremendous bakoshes, chaloymes shel kodesh, with tremendous dreams of kedusha. Or it's sinus a son. We don't know how to identify these yet. This is crazy. There's such confusion because of all of this. This tremendous R. My wife and I were talking last night about this. That because I was just there was a whole sugi with a student of mine and her child and what the kid is going through. This whole issue with identity and this wonderful woman's child, which she's suffering this, and. And now, you know, the only eitzah is that the child, the daughter, is saying that I never felt from you the kind of love that I feel from this other person of the same gender, and I never felt that from you. And this was the whole day yesterday, this sugya. And, you know, my wife and I were talking, we were both very close to this person. She's a tzedekah, this one. And we're just talking about how, maybe this will sound a little bit crazy, be careful here. I never felt that I needed anything from my parents. I mean, I'm saying like on a deep existential, emotional level, I knew that they loved me. I could tell by everything they did for me. And my father didn't talk about it so much, my mother a lot. But, you know, not even saying I love you, just the way everything she dealt with us. But I didn't have, it's like, and my wife, we were talking about it, that we didn't have, like, kindness against our parents. I never had any kindness against my parents. They weren't perfect, just like we're not perfect. They tried their best. I never went in my head to some kind of a place like, if you would show me as much love as this one shows me, like these kind of things would show me this. All these, to build bulim. And we were, and my friends also, I had friends of mine that some of their parents were like strange and difficult people. And everybody, I don't know, it's just it's your mazel. You know, deal with it. And you know, don't get your father upset. He's got a short fuse. And you just learned how to behave. And you know, you love the guy. You saw him for his good, the good in him, and you watched out for the other stuff. And it was very like, it was a certain pshitas to how it was then. But now, like, the kids, it's like, do you love me? And all of these needs, these deep needs. So what we're talking about is really what we're learning now. Saying that it's not the fact that we were very easy to please, our generation, essentially easy to please, and we didn't have like every day like some sort of a crisis. Seriously, my crisis was whether the Yankees were one game up or one game down. That was like the biggest crisis in my life, and I didn't have like these things like all these existential angst about. And it wasn't like I didn't think about things. I was thinking, Baruch Hashem, I have parents, they're alive. They almost got killed, and they didn't, and we're here. And trying to do the right thing. And that was pretty much it. You know, just daven, put on tefillin, and don't get them upset. You know, they were hurt a lot, don't get them upset. And it was like a certain pshitas to that time that nowadays, like I talk to young people, and then they go through these stages, then like they can't do anything, and they're like they're finished, so they start looking for something to smoke or something to all this different stuff, like they, because they got to get out of their Indian and find their Indian and all these things. And then, like I have told many times that we had the college kids at my house. I said during the shiva I was talking about it, that these kids showed up at our door at Pesach, and my parents were there together. It was such a strange shidduch. These two guys with my parents, and they were talking a lot and asking a million questions, and at the Pesach Seder, because they just were sent to us. And so I told you, there's one of the classics, my father's one of the classic lines of Mordechai Yosef Weinberger, when this guy, so he was talking about how he was traveling all over, and he wasn't going to college, he needed some time to go to, he was going to the Far East, and he went to Tibet and to China, these places. My father said, I never even heard of these places. And he's going, well, and my father's watching him, he's telling the stories about it. He went here, he went there. And my father just asked him, my father was going to just wanted to do the Haggadah, you know. And my father asked him, what are you going to all these places? What are you going to all these places? So, you know, when he said, I'm trying to find myself. So my father looked and said, you're right over here. Bizdu. You're over here. And the guy says, no, I know I'm here, but I'm trying. You know, he's trying to, like, until my father doesn't understand. And my father just goes, he's trying to find himself. But now let's take the other side. The other side is that there is this bikush of finding the self. Of course, the self is not in Tibet. My father's right, the self is due. But we didn't have this inyan. And I say we, I can't speak on behalf of a whole generation, but like that, my chavra, I had regular normal chavra. Some of them came from mamish difficult homes. There were homes that I was afraid to walk into, what was going on over there. This, the fighting and stuff. It was difficult. And the kid was okay. So does he have some sort of a deep emotional scar, and now, you know, 50 years later, he's in therapy? No. Is he 50 years later doing the same thing to his kids? I don't see it so much. Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. I don't know. But it wasn't like trying to work out this sugya. Now, these kids nowadays, they don't know what they're working out. They just know that something's up. But they don't know they don't know what it is. Just something is up. But that's the or. There's something very great that's happening in the world. And even this term that they use, which is this whole thing that's going on with this woke, you know, and everything, there is an awakening that's taking place. There's an awakening that's taking place. But, of course, the way that works is when there's an awakening, then the Sitra Achra takes it to, the Sitra Achra takes it to all kinds of sick things. So there is an awakening to find oneself. But then that kid that like we're dealing with yesterday, this 19-year-old girl, so she believes that she has now woken up, and the reality is that she wants to marry a girl, not a guy. That's the reality. And she is going through an awakening. But she doesn't know what to do with that. So she reads this, she hears that, and she's got this friend that's doing this, and that friend that's doing that, and she goes into this chat, and she goes into this site, and she, and before you know it, God forbid, we lose this girl. This is what's happening. There is a great awakening. It's something absolutely astonishing that's going on in the world. Like it was slow. There was slow changes for some years after the war, but now, like, everything is going crazy, totally crazy, in so many different ways. Somebody sent me a clip yesterday that Netanyahu is standing up in front of the Knesset. He puts a kappel on his head. He puts a yarmulke on his head. He says, "Sheikh Yonah b'shem Malachus." He says, "Sheikh Yonah came out of Yigam b'zman hazeh." And then they're showing a picture of the Knesset, and it looks like you're in Ponovich or something. The from b'chever are standing over there, and it's all part of something that's going on that's big. We don't know what it is. And we can't identify it. We can't say, we're going to see Rav Kook's Lashon soon. Not in the Mavo, but a little bit right afterwards. That we don't know how to identify it yet. But something is up. Just like the kids know that something is up, that our generation, there's something that's up. And there was never anything like this before. So kid saying it to say, the, you know, I went around the world looking for myself. So there's some chashivas to that. It's just that it's a rachmanis that he goes running around, you know, spending so much money and not going to school and whatever, sleeping on a bench someplace. But the inyan of that bikush, of that vatsan, to somehow find my identity, that's a very holy thing. That's the inyan of the Shechina. The whole inyan of at the end of time, that now you see that women, this whole feminist thing, right? I've spoken about this many times, so I'm talking about this. You know, to be able to talk about this in a deeper way, with the inyan of Igulim and Yosha and Yosef and Yehuda. And Yehuda is that koach of that side of the Nekeva. And Yosef is the Zohar. And to be able to say, Bi Adoni, where women are finally standing up after so many years, and they're saying, Maspikimza, it's enough time to be treated like dirt. We've been treated like dirt throughout all of history. That's the Shekhinah talking, you understand? That's Mamash the Shekhinah talking. The Shekhinah is talking. The whole Indian of feminism is the Shekhinah saying, I want to get out of this. I want to get up from this hast upon him. I want to get out of the dirt. That's what all feminism is about. But the same thing, what happens? So there's a hisaris of that side of Yehuda, which is David Melech, which is that feminine side of creation. Yosef is the Zohar side, is Yesod, right? And Yehuda is Malchus, which is the David Melech, the moon. And the light is shining very strongly. So there's this empowerment that women feel for the first time to stand up and say, we've had enough of this, of being mistreated. Why shouldn't we get paid the same as you're getting paid? 100% right. And why shouldn't, and why should we be abused and mistreated and by these animals who call themselves men? They're right. All that is right. But then it goes into all this stuff. And then it goes into all this. The Sitracha gets hold of it, right? And then the Sitracha takes the Inyan and they run with it into all kinds of ridiculous, silly places.
Rabbi, I think the feminist movement is having an identity crisis. I don't know if they're around anymore, are they? They're not allowed to say it.
They don't know how to identify themselves anymore.
Right.
So because if they speak that way, they can get themselves into trouble. Yeah. So there's a... It's the Melech Bavel is now the siege of the Yerushalayim. The whole world is a Sarbatevistik. It's unbelievable. But this inyan of the Nekeva and the side of the Nekeva, which is the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. The Indian of Yosef HaTzadik is the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik is the Hayosha, is the Yosha, and I'm just saying words of some people on this one, they know what I'm talking about. Otherwise I'm confused. But the Yosha, that or Yosha, is that light of Yosha, of Yosef HaTzadik. But Yehuda is Igulim and the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, where everything began, with the Shem Yukevavke, and everything is going by Yomo Yashem Echad Ushmayachad, and all of these circles and all of these events that are taking place throughout time are all leading to the ultimate end of Yehuda saying to Yosef, Bi Adoni, Hashem is in me. And that's where the Inya of the Nekeva is coming from, because the Nekeva is the side of Yehuda, the side of David HaMelech. And that's why Yevikshos Hashem Lokem as David Malkam, as Hashem Lokem as David Malkam, this Bikush looking for David HaMelech and looking for Yosef HaTzadik at the end of time. Yesod and Malchus, Zach and Nekeva. And the struggle to identify oneself, and the whole Inyan of that side of women, and the kayach, that this empowerment at the end of time. These are all things that have never been in all of history. Never been such a thing. It's remarkable, and the person doesn't have to. Be a philosopher, any kind of a deep thinker, to look, to open your eyes, and to see that we're living in such a time. Mamish, the Ara Shechina is ready to explode. That's where we are. Jay, you want to say something?
I was just thinking, as Rabbi was saying, like our generation. I think even if we weren't, children of survivors, our parents had it hard. They were just coming out of that time, and we didn't have much. They had very little. There wasn't not a lot of resources. It wasn't the wealth that we have now in this community. So we were busy realizing our parents had to survive, and we were with them.
Right.
Now all of a sudden this next generation has so much, and there's more free time, and there's so many resources, and things open up. Open up in such a
unusual way. Yeah, there are many, many explanations of what's happened. It's true. And the Panovich Rav, used to say that Hashem gave the generation of survivors, he gave them like a break. Just, I had to put you through that thing, you had to go through that Indian that happened, it had to happen. I'm giving you a couple of years that your kid's not going to make you so crazy. like that generation, my parents' generation.
Yeah.
It wasn't so, they didn't have like all these big management, major management issues. It was low maintenance time. The 50s, the 60s was generally low maintenance when it came to kids. Now everybody's afraid if I didn't say the right good morning to my kid, my kid's going to write in his diary that my father hates me, my mother hates me. And that, what's the right? My friend gets a bigger Shalom Aleichem when he comes home than I get. No, but it's so obvious that something is up. The 50s and the 60s going into that time of the moving those years, the 40s, that the generation after the Holocaust, the Panovich Rav said that the Baruch Shalom said, all right, it's not going to be like high maintenance. It'll be easier. You don't have to, which doesn't mean to say that there weren't difficulties and struggles, but we weren't. Again, I'm using that general term. Forgive me, because it's a generalization. All generalizations are inaccurate. But we weren't toppled by the difficulties that we had or the parents had. We weren't like I said when we had this coffee and conversation where I spoke about it 2 weeks ago to the Chabura that there was a girl that was one of the young marrieds was saying about. Something happened in school. The teacher didn't give the kid the right grade, and she said that my child was devastated, and I was mortified. And I just said, I can't believe you're using words like that for something as trite. I can't believe you're using words like that, mortified and devastated. Catch ourselves in our generation, the young generation, the Diburim, the Lashinas. Mortified, devastated. The mother was mortified. And the kids are growing up hearing these things, that the mother's mortified. I must be devastated. My mother's mortified. My name must be devastated. Her name is mortified. My name is devastated. Mortified and devastated and such things, such extreme things. You see this also? Am I the only one that you see what I'm talking about? There's something here that's strange. Something is up. And this is what he's saying, that we believe that Kenavin Sha'atmis Apnemius, this is, you have a system, sorry, him, I have a community, huh? The middle paragraph. Kodesh B'Tzonis Eitanim Shel Neshamas Ra'anonis Mischadshus. There's a certain aura of fresh and new neshamas that are trying to find themselves. It's like this need. Kol HaShefa has a... The truth is this, of course, this did begin already... This began really at the time of the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, like the Zohar predicted would happen at that time. That's really when it began to start, this whole inyan of self-identity as opposed to just be quiet and do your work. This whole inyan began to... It started then. It started then, and it's been gaining strength ever since that time of the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon and the Ramchal. That time that the Zohar Kodesh already said would be that time, where it would begin, where there would be the lower waters and the higher waters. And since then, it's been getting stronger and stronger. Kol HaShefa Hazeh Tomen Ba'omek HaPotential HaPnimi. This tremendous Shefa that's sitting in this inner potential. And v'hu doichek, and it's pushing. It's making people crazy. Hu doichek u'mevakesh l'higolos l'or olam. It wants to be revealed. It wants to, this light is, wants to be revealed. Hagula shas boker hi. The gula, redemption, is the morning. L'achar hagolos. After the long galus, shehi kelaila aruch, which has been a long night. Bo hayu haneshamas mufkados bimraimim, hechziven Hashem aleinu. These neshamas of geula, the neshamas of redemption, that were for many long years in galus, were waiting in Shemayim, have now descended into the world. That's us, and our children and grandchildren. The neshamas of geula, the neshamas of the generation of Mashiach, have descended into the world. Hechziyun Hashem aleinu. Hashem has brought them back. Mechudoshos bekoach rav. Tremendous. They have tremendous strength. Mechudoshos hischadshus with bekoach rav. Ra'anonos lekras chaim shel geula v'yetzira. And they are refreshed, waiting for this new life of geula, of redemption and yetzira and creativity. Yitzira, creation. Chaye Kodesh v'Torah, to live life of Kodesh and Tahar. Of Kedush and Tahar, as it says in the Pasuk, Chadoshim la'bekarim rabba emunasecha. That the Chadoshim, every morning Hashem renews us, rabba emunasecha, like we say in Mardani, which is based upon this Pasuk. That great is Hashem's trust and faith in us, and great is our faith in Hashem. Es hazramim hakabirim shel bakasha sa'or v'atov, these powerful currents that are seeking or and tov, they're seeking light and seeking tov. Es habrius, that are looking for brius, for health. Even the advances that have been made in medicine, the unbelievable advances in medicine, to help. That everybody in the world should be able to be healthy. Physically and emotionally healthy. Health. For otzmas haritzoyna, some of arachim hachavuyim alavavis. These powerful currents of ritzoynas, of muvarachim, of wonderful ritzoynas that are hidden deep in the hearts. Nitan lizayis bo'emek nafshas ador. We can identify, we can see in the souls of our generation. The Misha Yabit Bahabota Choderis, for the person who looks with a penetrating look. If you look at things in a deep way, you could see this. If you look at everything in an external way, then you're gonna, and you're especially, you're a teacher, then by the third day you're throwing out half your class. This one, resource, this one, medicine, injection, this one. What can be done to somehow stifle that light, that aura? That's what these medicines are about. Not every child was meant to sit in one chair for 8 hours in a row with a 10-minute break. But if the kid can't do that, if he can't sit in the chair, then you take him, you tie him down to the chair, and then the guy walks in with a white coat. A 7-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. walks in with a white coat. Is that with the, what's it called?
Syringe.
Mm-hmm. And looks at the little kid, and the kid's saying, no, I just want to play, I just want to play, I want to have a good time, I want to have a good time. I don't want to learn, I want to learn, I want to go to class, I'm not going to class. And he says, and then they put a little thing in his mouth, put something in the kid's mouth, and the professor comes in with a syringe, and the mother's standing there on the side crying, and the principal is saying, this, or else he's getting thrown out. You understand, Mrs. Klein? Or else this child, Mrs. Weiss, or Mrs. Schwartz, or Goldberg, or whatever the name is, Ben-Zion. And she says, but he's only a child. He's only a child. He's a good boy. I know my child. My child is a good boy. He's good. Give him a chance. He wants to have a good time. But he's just a child. This is your last chance. You understand? This is your last chance. Or else he's going to be sent to one of those other schools, the other schools, for the unsuccessful children who end up getting terrible shidduchim or going off the derech. You understand? Be quiet, Mrs. So-and-so. We'll take care of your child. And the doctor stands there with his white coat, and then the kid gets him. And then the kid comes down and says, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Omar, Bay, Omar, Well, the poil is such a big thing for this child. These neshamas, tying them down. The biggest neshamas of the generation, the ones that are filled with the most light, and just injecting them with stuff. Keep them so that the adults don't have a hard time. Because the adults don't even understand where they're coming from, these kids. So the adults don't suffer from them. So that they have, everybody in the class sits there and chuckles and says, yes, Rabbi, yes, Mara. And then they come home. Yes, Mommy. Yes, Daddy. Whatever you say, Mommy. Whatever you say, Daddy. And then the parents say, well, it actually worked. It's great. It worked. We'll see in 10, 15 years from now what worked. It was just a way to get them to behave so that the adults don't lose their minds. So now all the kids are saying, yes, Mommy, yes, Daddy, yes, Rabbi, yes, Mara. Of course I have my homework. It's right here. Like little robots. The kid, the Ani. They're taught from a very young age, be very careful about the Ani. Be very careful to hide the Ani. Be very careful. Don't look at the Ani. Don't think about the Ani. That Ani inside of you is going to get you thrown out of school. It's going to make your parents' lives miserable. Just don't. You're going to end up being some experiment in some psychiatrist's office. Don't worry about the. Don't think about the Ani. Just do what you have to and listen to everybody, and be a good boy, be a good girl, and that's the end of it. And do what everybody else does. And then you'll be successful, and you'll marry somebody that's very pretty and rich. And you'll continue to learn. You want to know why you're learning? Don't ask such questions. You want to know if this learning is something that reaches the deepest part of who I am and brings me simcha? I told you not to ask questions. If you ask another question, we're going to give you another shot. We'll give you another injection. Don't ask any questions. You ask questions, you're a troublemaker. Only troublemakers ask questions. Good children just behave. Troublemakers ask questions. If you ask too many questions, you're going to have to get more injections. That's all. Yeah, Moshe.
Our generation did this.
Huh?
Our generation did this to our children.
Yeah.
We are the ones who did this.
Yeah, but don't ask that, because then you're going to have to get an injection.
That's okay. It's too late for me anyway.
Yes, we did it. Nachon. But, Regachat, in all fairness to our generation as well, we weren't prepared for this. We weren't prepared for this. And we're also trying the best we can. And we don't know how to look at this aur, at this light of the Geula. We don't know what to do with it. And we're not bad people. We love our kids, and we try to do best by them. But we just don't get it. We don't understand. And the ones who are, many of the people who are wonderful people who are teaching and educating, they're also from our, and we're trying. So we have to be careful not to beat ourselves up either. Yes, we did. We are have mismanaged this. Yes. No, yes. Aval Hashem Anachnu. Yes. We didn't hear the child crying. Bishchanu Eleinu Lo Shamanu. We didn't hear Yosef crying. Yes, we're guilty. We didn't hear Yosef crying.
A tidal wave of emotions and difficulties we couldn't understand. We weren't prepared for it either. We didn't have any training for that.
Completely unprepared for it. And we don't know. We hear that now the Yosefs are crying all over. We don't know what to do. And so you try to find someone that's smarter than you. Somebody or some Kabbalist that's going to do some kind of magic that's going to make everything good. And we're at a loss. But this is because of the greatness of the generation. There's such an awe. And with all of the injections and all the damage that we've done, they're still trying to push through these blades of grass. They're still trying to push through. The children, it's an amazing thing. And they're going to win. The children are going to win. That's why it says the Mashiach is called the child. Yelad katan yinahigbam. Katan yinahigbam. A small child will lead us. The children are going to win. But you have many adults who are so desperate to prevent that from happening. And they're fighting against the children. It's Rahmanis. But the children, the parents will not do with the children. So the children are winning. The parents don't know what to do. And the kids are just laughing. The kids are laughing until the doctor comes and ties them to the chair and gives them a shot. And the parent says, now you're going to be like me. You'll be successful like me. And as the kid's falling asleep, he's saying, what's so successful about you? I don't think that you're so happy. What did you do in your life? And then the kid just falls asleep, and then when he wakes up, he doesn't remember that. That's the good thing about the medicine. He doesn't remember the truth. And the parents feel safe that the kid's sleeping, the Rebbe's safe now, the school is safe, and now he gets a certificate. You can remain in our institution. You can now remain because now you're like everybody else. You're steiging. Look at you, how you're steiging. You're shuckling and everything. Must be your steiging. You're happy, right? Yes, of course I'm happy. What are you going to be doing the next 10 years? Oh, what would you like me to do? That's what I'm going to do. And then what happens? Then you get a pretty rich wife. And is that going to make me happy? Of course. Do you see how everybody's happy? And then if that 10, 15 years later, if you're not happy, you go get some help and you get another shot. And then you'll behave. You'll be against anxiety. You'll get a shot against depression. You'll take some pills. You'll be okay. You'll go to the latest shiny shoe concert, listen to some Jewish hip hop or something, and you'll be happy. Shalom Yisrael. That's the program. But the kids are going to win. We don't know what to do with them. They're going to win.
What's the Eitzah? Are we scared of such a weak generation?
The Eitzah is to believe, is to love them and to believe in them. That's the Eitzah. There's no other way. And to know that they're greater than we are. That doesn't mean that it's Hefka. It doesn't mean that a kid, a 10-year-old says, I'm ready to drive, you know. I mean, it's not, we are entrusted to take care of them. But we have to show them a lot more respect than we do. When I say respect, I don't mean getting up for them and stuff like that. You understand? We have to look at them with a naim chadrot, pnimius, to see in a deep way. So much of the bedlam that's coming from the kids is because of the creative energy that they have. But we don't identify it as creativity. We identify it as destructiveness. We don't see the creativity in it. Because when you're in that time, when you're trying to raise a family, you're just trying to survive. going back to what Moshe was saying, we're just trying to survive, like to get the kids to sleep. You know, like don't fail, because then it's going to be like a whole big Indian. And just, you know, get them to sleep and make sure that everybody's eating right and gets, to, you know, whatever. And then, you know, figure it out. Just figure it out. You're in that haze, that time of... So you're not looking at the kids. Ayin Choderes, with the eye of Pnimius, to see who this child is. To see the Yosef HaTzadik that's disguised as some fancy knacker. That's giving you a hard time. Or that's rolling his eyes at the Shabbos table or sitting with some hood on his head the whole time. You're not looking at him. You're not seeing, you're not hearing Yosef. That's what it is. B'shchanle lo shamanu. Moshe's 100% right. And we didn't listen. We didn't listen. And the kids are crying here. They're not listening. And like Rav Kook says, which we're going to see in the first parrot, that we try all different artificial ways of getting the kids distracted and busy. And you think that if you got your kid into the fanciest school or the fanciest college or the fanciest yeshiva, that you're the most successful parent in the world and you could have the most broken child that ever lived. But you're not going to find out about it because you wash your hands. But his wife's going to find out. Oh, boy. And his kids are going to find out. But you washed your hands. You know why? Because you laid out $500,000 in tuition. So you did what you could, and you washed your hands of it. You never heard the kid what he really needed. You never listened to what the kid really was crying about. And now you're pater. It's somebody else's problem. Let his wife figure it out. It's not my problem. It's his wife's problem. Or the husband's problem. It's not my problem. So the Teres is, the age is to start trying to listen. What's it to do? It's not to wake up and say, why didn't I listen? If you still have young children, you still have even teenagers or children, even if your kid is 30, 40 years old, to try to listen. That's what it's all about, to try to listen, to try to hear. I feel that I failed at that in many ways, and I'm trying to get better. That's all we can do, to try to be better. It's not too late. And it's the same thing with listening to ourselves, because inside each and every one of us, there's also a Yosef HaTzadik that's crying, that we're not listening to. And all we could try is to be better, to hear better. What's an eitzah? To try to hear, to connect to the tzaddikim, amitim, the true tzaddikim, to be attached to them. To try to hear. Hashem is also to open our ears and our hearts to be able to hear and to feel, and to be zayichem Hashem for the return of this light of the Shechinah.